York City Education Association co-president Jim Fleming says that forms are a great way to inform the community in a really short time. Four candidates are running for District 5 representing the Pine Brook area: Julie Eyhausen, Ed Lausma, Julie Nerula, and Doug Payne. The June 24th primary will narrow the field down to two. J.J. Ehlers is the lone candidate for the District 4 seat representing the Jeremy Ranch area. Park City Education Association co-president Ed Mulick says the forum will be held tonight, 6 o'clock at the Ecker Hill Middle School Auditorium. He says it'll be moderated by teacher Jenny McKenna.
The format is that we're going to have each candidate, you know, make an opening statement, tell us a little bit about their platform, and then the facilitator basically is just going to pass the microphone around. It's going to be open to anybody in the community, and anyone can ask any questions they want to any of the candidates.
Mulick says that Park City is a great school district and offers a variety of different programs. As a result, he says, teachers are spread thin.
And some of them are costly, and it's a matter of priority. Our position is we love all these programs, but not at the expense of just the regular classroom teacher. So, you know, we're kind of looking for candidates that are going to be strong, not only, strong advocates for the student, but also for the teacher, the classroom teacher.
Fleming supports the strong programs, but is concerned how they impact class sizes.
There's obviously concerns from a classroom teacher's perspective when you're introducing new programs, yet you have, numbers of 34, 35, 36 in classrooms right now scheduled for next year. Hopefully those numbers will come down. Those numbers could fluctuate, and there could be additional FTEs. 4.5 additional FTEs were added at Ecker Hill, and we would like to see additional FTEs at Treasure Mountain and at the high school to kind of restore the reasonable size class sizes that were in place prior to a few years ago when they laid off about 22 teachers.
Mulick says he'll be interested in learning what the candidates think about the issues.
I think this will be a great opportunity to see how the candidates feel about this and how are they going to address it. Are they going to be, looking for additional sources of revenue? Are they going to be cutting programs? It's just going to be interesting to see everybody. This will be, I think, one of the first times that everybody's had a chance to listen to all the candidates all at once.
In another 4 years, the district could once again find itself having spent down its reserves and teachers wanting a pay raise. Fleming says the community supports quality education, but not necessarily always willing to pay for it.
The expectations are high in this community, and parents demand a lot of the school district, and the school district tries to provide those offerings. And so when you do that, it's expensive. Programs like CAPS is an expensive program. I mean, I think CAPS is a good program. I think it has the potential to be a great program, but it's expensive. And when you introduce,
so is the Learning Center,
right?
So is Gifted and Talented. So are a lot of our offerings that we offer at our school. We offer almost 100 single classes that are offered just in that by one teacher in one period. But that's what makes our school great.
Right.
So there are choices to be made.
That's Jim Fleming and Ed Mulick with the Park City Education Association. Again, the forum will be held tonight at Ecker Hill Middle School Auditorium starting at 6 o'clock. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.